Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Good evening and welcome to the Monday edition of Fritz and Friends, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley. Going out on the phone now, joining us, Robert Kalmus, who is the communications manager for Marathon Petroleum. Good evening, Robert. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Cheryl.
I trust that you had a good weekend.
We did. We were very busy at the site, however, though. Even though it was Easter, we definitely kept working around the clock.
I don't know if it helps or not, but I actually did think of all the workers out there, all the folks working out there who weren't home with their families, trying to continue to keep a cap, pardon the pun, on the gasoline spill out in White Oak Township area near Stockbridge, Michigan. Where does it look like we are today, Robert?
Well, as of today, we had a very productive weekend. We had more than 25,000 gallons of the gasoline have been recovered. And we've continued to drill various wells, and I think I discussed those last week. There's extraction wells, which is the point where we are actually putting vacuums on top of a pipe that goes down 15 to 20 feet, and we have a total of 16 of those now. That has increased. And a total wells of between geoprobes, observation wells, and these 16, we now have actually over 90 wells on the site, all working to either monitor or remove gasoline from the contaminated soil.
Well, this is an impressive operation, isn't it?
It is. We've thrown, and actually through the weekend we had, and the number varies depending on the operations that are going on, but it's been well over 100 people working, and like I said, it's a 24/7 operation.
What we're talking about over 25,000 gallons that were picked up or collected so far out of 126,000 believed to have been released during the spill from a failed gasket. Let's back up to the point that there was a failed gasket. It was found and replaced and then started the cleanup process.
Actually, the two were done simultaneously. We actually were doing the cleanup process as soon as we had the indication. So as soon as the first well could be dug for extraction, that process started. A separate team came in to excavate, do forensics, if you will, the beginning of that on the failed equipment, and then we sent those to a highly specialized laboratory for further investigation.
Now, these approximately 90 wells that you're talking about, some for just extraction, some to monitor or to extract, these wells are going down, you said, to meet the pipes?
Well,
underneath the ground, or different effects?
Actually, they're not. The gasoline that was released seems to have stayed in a layer of sand between two layers of clay underground, is near as the geologist can tell, and that layer it extends out. It's primarily contained on our property. However, there is a little bit that moves over to an adjacent neighbor's property as well. Those are the areas where we're putting the wells to actually pull the product out with what looked to be, if you can imagine, a cross between a garbage truck and a shop vac. It's these enormous trucks that are designed specifically for pulling this type of material out of the ground.
Is it a good thing that it was in sand between layers of clay? One is porous, one is not so much?
Well, I think what is good is that we believe that it's contained in the state and federal EPA and the other people who are far brighter than I am, the scientists that have looked at this, feel that it's at that layer. And that layer is, like I said, 15 to 20 feet by estimations. And then the drinking water that people are pulling is actually in an aquifer that's anywhere from 150 to 200 feet down. So there's a fair amount of separation.
And that's very good news.
It is. And that's... We feel very good. We have every sample that we received back, and we've gone about a mile to a mile and a half as far out as we've gone with the different houses and looking at their well water, and we've indicated no contamination. We did have one person who was interested in having their water tested. It was on Friday, and with the Easter weekend, we weren't able to get the results back yet.
But anybody who wants their well tested, you're doing that for them.
Anyone in that vicinity that could be impacted, definitely. And also those folks, as we mentioned last week, we are making bottled water available to anyone who may have concerns, even if their wells have tested with no indication of gasoline contamination whatsoever. We understand that this is you know, it's a hard thing to know that you're a neighbor of, and we want to do everything we can to set people at ease.
That mile and a half kind of circumference around the site, is that being overly cautious?
Well, I think we would much rather be overly cautious. I think that's a good place to be.
Well, I agree, but and just in terms of how these cleanups work, you kind of spread it out a little bit farther and work from there.
Definitely. The radius of concern is far beyond what, like I said, we've shown. Almost everything is contained within the property there and a little bit on the adjacent neighbor's property. We're not showing any indication that would have gotten into any other of the properties, but we want to be precautious, and we understand that people are concerned, and we want to alleviate their concerns.
Are you the fact that there is the soil samples have turned up negative so far, you have to be awfully pleased with that the efforts seem to be working.
I think so. I think that the incident command in general and the state and the federal officials and the local have all really worked in concert, and I feel like that everyone after I've come to these meetings seems to feel that we really have this contained.
With all of the rain that we've had, I did think of that this weekend, Robert, and the efforts have been continuing to keep the product from getting into the Bower drain, which is nearby. Have those efforts been successful, or has the rain kind of caused more concern?
To date, I think that we feel that that's been very successful.
Very good. Now, you're talking about the contamination being at about 15 to 20 feet. If you can't vacuum it out, and that's my word for in layman's terms, I guess, how do you get it out? Do you have to dig contaminated soil out?
Well, there'll be various techniques, and that's all being put together in a long-range plan. Right now, we're in an emergency mode, if you will,
okay. Of
looking to stop any further migration, which we feel we've been successful at, and then getting as much out as we can, and you're right, then we'll look at a much longer remediation plan, and that plan is in the process of being proposed and will be implemented once approved by everyone from local officials that are involved, state and federal EPA.
Well, and yeah, I've told when we talked before, I was impressed with everybody that was involved with this whole process, this whole emergency operations center and so forth. Safety of the folks working there as well as the residents are a priority, of course. Are the workers doing all right?
They are doing very well. I'm actually looking at the latest stats that came out this morning, and we've continued to have zero OSHA recordables and zero first aid incidences. And actually, we focus on something that are called near misses. And that would be if anyone observes something that, wow, that could have led to something, you know. So we're constantly trying to approve and check each other. And we actually have had three instances where we have corrected, even though something didn't happen, but mm-hmm. just to be precautious.
Well, so you're pleased with the entire operation to date?
Very much so, yes. I mean, once again, we understand, I mean, this is the last thing Marathon wants to have our neighbors go through. It's a profoundly difficult thing, and we understand that. But given the animal that it is, we couldn't be any more pleased with the cooperation that we've received from the local and federal officials and state. And I feel like we've really put our energy into getting what needs to be done.
Are the neighbors? We know they're being cooperative, and that's not the word that I want. But are they pleased? Are you getting a feeling that they feel you're doing everything that needs to be done to protect them and their property?
I think for the most part, yes. I think there have been concerns, and when there have, and I understand that. If this were in my backyard, I would have concerns, and I'd have questions. We've done our best to answer those questions. And then I think the responsibility is on us point forward to make sure we follow through with everything we're going to do. And like I said, Marathon's going to stay there and work with Wolverine to get this thing right and fix it. And we're going to be there as long as that takes.
And that was just my next question. Is there any kind of an end date on this? It's as long as it takes, but are we looking at, into the summer? Or is that just not an answerable question at this point?
It's really, like I said, because we're still in emergency mode, and until we actually have those approved plans that are looked at by the federal agencies and all state and local, that'll really be the point where it'll help us delineate how long we're looking at.
Have you been involved in something like this before, an emergency like this? And I'm just looking at it as a comparison to how this project is going.
Well, I have, as a public affairs person with Marathon, these types of things are very few and far between, but I have been involved. And not necessarily with pipeline, but in the oil industry, there's various things that can happen. But I have to say, the one thing that everyone on the team has said is that we couldn't have had a better team working this. And that just really speaks to the folks in Ingham County and the surrounding community.
Well, it speaks to the preparedness of everybody involved, and I'm sure that is comforting for the folks in the Stockbridge area. Robert, I appreciate your time and perspective tonight. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Robert Kalmus, who is the communications manager for Marathon Petroleum, will be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.